Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Two unknown sources of COVID-19 have appeared within the Hunter New England Health District in the last 24 hours. Of the three newly confirmed cases, only one was linked to a known infection. Two were in the Lake Macquarie LGA and one was in Cessnock. It brings the total number of cases in the current outbreak to 182, with 102 cases still active. There are 621 close contacts in isolation within the region. Hunter New England Health Dr. David Durheim says residents need to stay alert for symptoms as new cases are investigated.
We do not know whether we may have been exposed to people who were infectious. We don't know if other chains of transmission may have been missed. And so the really important thing for all of us at this stage is to take any symptoms very seriously. None of us want to be the source of ongoing transmission in the community. The only way we can keep our numbers really low is to make sure that any symptoms prompt immediate testing.
A homicide investigation is underway after a man was fatally shot in the Hunter. Emergency services were called to Hideaway Drive in Salt Ash yesterday afternoon after reports a vehicle had hit a tree. The 45-year-old male driver was identified to be from Tanilla Bay. Police have told a man was seen to exit the Ford Ranger and enter a white Hyundai Santa Fe shortly after the crash before a vehicle fled the scene. A white Santa Fe was later located burnt out at Masonite Road, Heatherbrae. Police are investigating whether the vehicle is linked to the incident. Two crime scenes were established and were examined by specialist forensic officers. Anyone with information or dash cam footage may be able to assist investigators and are urged to contact Crime Stoppers. And Muswellbrook Shire residents are being reminded the bulky waste street pickup starts today. Between August 30th and September 17th, various collections will occur over the Muswellbrook zones. Zone 1 Muswellbrook South had commenced at 7 a.m. this morning, Zone 2 Muswellbrook North September 6th, and Zone 3 Denman and Sandy Hollow will commence on September 13th. Council Mayor Rod Scholes is reminding locals to stack their items neatly next to the curb and avoid obstructing the footpath or road.
So because we're locked down, we are expecting the volume to be fairly large again this pickup. So be patient with us. We might not get there in the first week to pick up your particular area. And if you could keep your stuff that is out the front, keep it tidy, keep it secure. If you've got any white goods with doors, please